Hi there. Sorry, I thought this cabin was going to be empty. It's a long journey, and I was just looking for a little bit of peace and calm. I can see you were looking for that same comfort. Do you mind if I sit with you? You look like you'd be a lovely travel companion. I promise I'll be good company. I'll do everything I can to ensure the rest of your trip is calm and peaceful, and in fact, I can guarantee it. Oh, thank you. I so deeply appreciate it. Where were you heading anyway? Oh, no way. That's where I'm going too. Oh, no. I'm not local. I'm just visiting for the weekend. I'm actually going to be in town for a convention. Yeah. I'll be teaching a few classes. I'm really excited. Although, I'm a little bit nervous too. I'm not quite sure I'm ready. What kind of convention? Oh, I hope you don't find this too silly. But it's a hypnosis convention. Oh yes, of course we have conventions for that. We have conventions for all kinds of things, don't we? My class? Well, I'm actually running a group trance. Well, that means to say, I'll have a group of people focused entirely on my voice, sinking into a deep and powerful trance as I lead them through a blissful fantasy. That does sound nice, doesn't it? I'd feel a lot better if I got a little practice before I arrived. You look like you have questions. Let me guess. You're not sure how hypnosis works or what it can do. I could demonstrate it if you want. Oh, you do want? Well then, maybe you should get comfortable. I can assure you it's quite a natural thing. People slip in and out of hypnosis all the time. It could be when you're driving and becoming so engrossed in what you're doing that you forget to take a turn. It could be when you're watching a movie and completely lose track of time. It could be when you notice something like a glimmering necklace hanging from the neck of a beautiful traveling companion. Oh, you weren't staring? It's okay if you do. You know, you do have permission. Did your breath just catch? I'm noticing that you're leaning in just a little bit closer, paying a little bit more attention. That's good. That's natural too. You can allow yourself to just become completely transfixed, hooked, focused, attached to my words, attached to my voice, attached to that growing sense of comfort that pulls all around you, like a swirling mist in your mind. You're not even sure when it started, but it's perfectly okay if you accept that it's happening now. You have permission. I encourage it. I encourage you. Encourage you to fall into my words and fall into a gentle and powerful sense of calm comfort from this growing state of trance. Oh, you're doing so well, dear. See, in my class, I was thinking of taking my subjects into trance, deeper than you are now. Perhaps you can imagine how deep they would go. No, I think they can go a little deeper than that, don't you? You can let your eyes roll back into your head as you find my words all the more magnetic, drawing you into trance, cushioning you in their hazy reverie, feeling my words like a blanket of warmth wrapped around you, helping you float in air. Do you imagine yourself floated in a seated position, laying prone upright. There are no wrong answers, only comfort. There, that's more like it. See, I pictured them having slumped shoulders and heavy breathing. Slow, rhythmic. Of course, my class won't be as lucky as you are. They don't have the comforting sound of train tracks to help guide them down. It is a soothing sound, don't you agree? That gentle rumble, the swaying of the cart, the way the entire world just fades away with that delicate rumble. Oh, I could listen to it for hours, just feeling myself melt away. But of course, the thing I find most soothing about the sound and ambience of a train is when everything is sucked into a vacuum when you hit a tunnel. How deep and impenetrable things sound when you're in that dark and empty place, where the sounds are even more soothing. The trance is even more powerful. Deeper and deeper down. You're doing ever so well. I hope my little class is going to be as good and obedient as you are. Deep, dark, down, down, down. See, I told you that our journey would be peaceful. And that's all you can feel now, isn't it? Peace. Here, let me sit closer to you. Rest my hand on your forehead, pulling it back, pulling you down. Isn't it incredible how you can always go just a bit further down? You can become a little bit more blank, a little bit more empty, rocking back and forth in the carriage, settling against me now, letting me lull you, cradle you, control you. I do control you. You let me control you. It feels good to let me control you. Can you give me just a little more control? Submit just a little bit more? I know you can. I know you must. That's it. Sigh away your agency. Every breath out, giving a little bit more to me. That's it, darling. You're doing ever so wonderfully. I knew you'd be a good traveling companion. Just like I told you, I would be. And there's so much more distance to travel before we arrive.